With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted in connection with that rampage. It killed four Americans. FBI Director Kash Patel was on hand to receive the suspect.
I was at the airfield with U.S. Attorney Pirro earlier this morning when we did the formal foreign transfer of custody of Bakush into U.S. custody to face prosecution under her auspices and her office. And the Department of Justice are going to execute justice for the fallen.
Al-Bakush had been wanted by the U.S. for more than a decade and is accused in a newly unsealed indictment of joining an armed mob that crashed the gates of the diplomatic mission and set fire to the buildings. U.S. and Russian negotiators have discussed their expired nuclear pact and what to do about it. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The START treaty, dating back to the Cold War, expired this week, leaving no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in decades. The lack of an agreement has fueled fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. President Trump says he wants a modernized pact instead of extending the old one, which he claims was badly negotiated by the United States. And he wants China to be a part of a new agreement, again accusing Beijing of covert nuclear tests. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deputy chief of Russia's military intelligence was shot and wounded in Moscow today. Lawrence Brooks has more.
The attack follows a series of assassinations of senior military officers that Russia blames on Ukraine. Authorities say Lieutenant General Vladimir Alexeyev was shot several times at an apartment building in Moscow's northwest and was hospitalized, but they didn't say who could be behind the attack.
That is correspondent Lawrence Brooks. A booming session on Wall Street. The Dow's up 1,074. This is SRN News. A setback for religious freedom in Maryland. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A three-judge panel of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Montgomery County schools can force teachers to use transgender pronouns to refer to students, even if it violates their deeply held religious beliefs. On a 2-1 vote, the judges found that the school system did not violate the First Amendment rights of a Christian teacher. Decisions of the Fourth Circuit are binding in Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Nigerian government has announced a new military operation to tackle Islamic terrorists after more than 160 people were killed in western Kwara State. Local officials say the attack took place this week in two mostly Christian villages. Amnesty International calls the incident a stunning security failure. No group has claimed responsibility so far. The government is sometimes accused of being complicit with such attacks. This is SRN News. The Boar's Head Deli meat plant, tied to a deadly 2024 Listeria food poisoning outbreak, is back in business.
The company's plant in Jarrett, Virginia, resumed limited operations on February 2nd. The site was shut down more than a year ago after the outbreak tied to contaminated liverwurst killed 10 people and sickened dozens. The reopening comes even as inspections of another Boar's Head plant documented sanitation problems similar to those that may have contributed to the outbreak. Dozens of violations between July and December 2025 were documented at the Petersburg, Virginia Boar's Head plant. Keith Peters, Washington.
She is back on her feet, or on her skis, a week after rupturing the ACL in her left knee. Lindsey Vonn opened her chase for Olympic gold at the age of 41 with an aggressive and successful training run down the Olympic del Tofane downhill course. More at SRNnews.com.